you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Actually meant to have been in Davos, Switzerland, but then I think something happened with the visa. Luckily for us, it means she's back on air. tell us about the Bitcoin price surge. The last time I checked yesterday, I think it was at $106,000. And that's because, of course, Trump assumed office.
Yep, definitely. But even before he assumed office, it seems as though the price of Bitcoin actually smashed through the 2 million rand mark in terms of putting it into local currency over the weekend. Now, that's because there's a heightened level of optimism regarding Donald Trump's administration and how they will approach cryptocurrency platforms, but also cryptocurrencies themselves. So there's a twofold approach here. Not only did we see the recent resignation of Gary Gensler, who was the former Securities and Exchange Commission chair. Now, that's essentially the organization that takes care of not only cryptocurrencies, but the exchanges as well. And you might recall last year, because there was a lot of calamity around Dogecoin, Ripple, Binance, they were viewed as actually being a bit heavy-handed in terms of regulation within the local environment in the US. So now there's a new leader in place, Paul Atkins, who's regarded as a crypto enthusiast and will likely lead to a heightened level of support for digital asset advocacy groups. But beyond that, Caesar, what we also saw this past weekend was that Melania Trump and Donald Trump also launched their own cryptocurrency. It's literally carries them into millionaires overnight, but there's a lot of
billionaires concerns even.
Exactly, as to how this will continue. And I guess is a great way of signaling that there's ongoing support that they have for cryptocurrencies, but also the platforms that they'll likely trade on. So just when we thought it was going to be a very quiet, boring return to office for Donald Trump, certainly not. There's a lot of excitement here.
Donald Trump literally doubled his net worth in 48 hours just from that action.
On paper, though, let's see how it works, right? Because the asset class is always questioned for actually being a true store of value.
Yeah, no, 100%. Speaking about store of value and how things work out in the long term, shipments of champagne from France were down 10%. Are we seeing the decline of luxury? Because also, you and I have had this discussion, luxury vehicle sales are also down.
Very true. It does seem like 2024 almost seems to be the detail, and the data now appears to be revealing the true nature of consumers' pockets in the last financial year. And what we have seen is that 10% decline of champagne shipments from France. And this is from an organization called Comité Champagne, which essentially represents more than 16,000 wine growers and 320 champagne houses. It does speak in line with the trends that we have been seeing from larger luxury groups like LVMH. Now, they essentially also are home to the biggest champagne producers and own the likes of Dom Perignon, Krook, as well as Veuve Clicquot. And they've been witnessing similar trends within their numbers, that the market, specifically in France, but across the globe as well, has seen a dip in at least 7% of the demand that they've seen in terms of sales for bubbly. So this is likely set to continue. Last year, they did report another 15% decline in sales of bubbly just in the first half year of 2024. So if anything's to go by, given that we are likely to see ongoing concerns around inflation, that depends on how Donald Trump will respond to trade tariffs and barriers he might put in place with his global counterparts. In as much as we're seeing peace in the Middle East, there's still the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. All of these aspects will play a role into not only inflationary pressures, how central banks respond, but also how economies grow, and as a result, perhaps even influencing how consumers are able to spend. So we'll continue to monitor what these numbers do reveal.
Okay, no worries. And so what are the markets saying?
Markets will open up from 84,733 points today. That's for the All-Share Index. Currency-wise, really intriguing to see that we're holding strong. And despite Donald Trump being inaugurated yesterday, there has been no weakness in the dollar-rand exchange rate. In fact, we're trading at 18.60 to the greenback, 22.86 to the British pound, and now at 19.32 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulish Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.